Hello and welcome to the Business Today News podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. A total of 122 crore doses of COVID-19 vaccines would be required to vaccinate the population of 59 crore in the 18 to 45 years age group, the center has said. Taking note of the surge in COVID-19 cases, the Supreme Court on April 22nd had said it expected the center to come out with a national plan to deal with distribution of essential services and supplies, including oxygen and drugs. A group of scientists, mathematicians, and experts formed by the government last year to forecast surge in COVID-19 cases said it could not predict the exact trajectory of the devastating second wave as the virus dynamics and its transmissibility changed substantially over time. The group is working on mathematical models to forecast the surge in cases. Ola Electric is looking at taking its electric scooter to international markets, including countries like France, Italy, and Germany, this fiscal, a top company executive has said. The company, which is working on setting up a hypercharger network for its electric vehicle, is slated to launch its electric scooter in India in July this year. According to the preliminary data of state-owned fuel retailers, the second wave of coronavirus sweeping the nation has pummeled fuel sales in April as local restrictions clamped to curb the spread of infections stifled demand. At the end of April, overall fuel demand is down by about 7% from pre-COVID level of April 2019. India Inc.'s external commercial borrowings jumped by over 20% to $9.23 billion in March this year, RBI data showed. Indian firms had raised $7.44 billion from the foreign market in the same period a year ago. The center may ask medical students, including final year students of MBBS, to help India battle coronavirus crisis, as per government sources, amid a shortage of healthcare personnel as India battles the second wave of COVID-19. According to sources, steps to incentivize students and pass outs of medical and nursing courses to join the COVID-19 duty were taken in a meeting chaired by Prime Minister Modi. The Supreme Court on Sunday asked the centre to consider fixing ceiling price for drugs like Favipiravir, Tocilizumab, among others used for treatment of COVID-19 patients as they are being sold at exorbitant rates. The court said the centre can consider invoking its statutory powers under the Drugs Price Control Order 2013, which allows the government to fix a ceiling price or retail price of a drug for a certain period in extraordinary circumstances. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast this Monday morning. Goodbye for now.